Ready?
Okay, there we go. So we're walking in. This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. It's called the Witch Dance. It originated from a German group of women called the Waschhänger Hexenbund, or the Wolf Hunters Coven. In 2016, this coven performed a flash mob dance at a Walpurgis celebration. This dance is now being performed by groups all over the world, and Maisha Fleming is bringing this dance to Cortez Island. She's been sharing it on Friday afternoons after the Friday market at about 3:15 in the Cortez Commons in Manson's Landing. I stopped by the last practice on Friday to see what the switch dance was all about.
What's the name of the main move? What's it called? Schüttel,
which means shake. Dein, your, Speck, which means bacon. Schüttel dein Speck, shake your bacon. There you go. That's what it is. Okay, got a lot of bacon now.
What does the song mean?
Okay, so this is not what you think it means. It is about this guy walking to a bar and he sees all these ladies dancing and they're having a great time and they're beautiful and voluptuous and they have bacon. And they are dancing and they are all shaking. And so this guy falls in love with this one gorgeous woman. And she's not that interested. So then he's asking, barman, shake me a drink, right? That's what you do here.
Oh.
And please let me forget because she will not be mine. The music that is like, look at Arabian dance with the belly
dance. Have you seen the actual video?
Yeah.
Really when funny. You sent me the link of how to break it down.
Yeah.
Which was great. But there was a whole row of different countries, different parts of the world. Women all over the place are doing it. It's really cool. Yeah.
And that's just so fun to know, right? It's like we're not the only ones. We're all dancing this. And it didn't start out as a Halloween thing because Halloween hasn't been like any tradition up in the Germanic countries.
Oh, okay.
We don't have that tradition.
But so you have witches. Is that it?
Yeah, we have still covenants. The Hexenspun. It's Wolf's. Wulfschlag Hexenspun, and Hexenspun is kind of like a covenant. Hex is witch in both German and Dutch.
Hex?
Hex.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, Hex and Besom.
Besom.
Yeah.
Which is the broom.
And I mean, it's supposed to be there to just sweep away everything we don't want and don't need, and that's what I basically do. They purify.
Okay.
So there we go. So that's it.
Okay.
That's it. So in April there is some kind of a fertility, like a tradition of, that's where the dance came from. This covenant of women decided to create this dance. And you know what? It might not be the music that tells you anything witchy, but it's definitely the energy behind it. And you know as a dancer that the energy behind it is more important for your dance than whatever they're saying, right? Because it's the same with belly dance music or with flamenco. If you don't speak Spanish, you don't know what they're talking about, which is a good thing often. Right? The dance is like 8 counts. It's easier to go by 8 than by 4 sets of 8, okay. We walk through it, the first 8 counts. We're kind of just like, we can fly in, like, spooky.
We're getting onto the stage with our 8 counts.
Poor thing, right? This is where the people and the kids are. We go around the broom in 8 counts with a toe hip. Toe hip step and stop. grabbing our bosoms.
And that bosoms are our brooms.
That's our brooms, yeah.
Is that German?
Well, it's German, besom. And besom. Dutch, it's besom. But it's an old English word for a witch broom. It's besom.
Besom, okay.
Yeah, that's...
The witch dance will be performed on Halloween at the Gorge Hall at about 4 p.m. for the Halloween celebrations. Kids will be welcomed to join in on the dance during this Halloween season. Adults and kids are also welcome to come out on Fridays where local Mindshift Vlaming is offering to share the special dance. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.